we had a hyper gay trainer upstairs losing his fucking mind. He was losing his mind. He's on a coke binge.
Who?
The trainer.
What trainer?
Oh, don't
lie right now.
Yeah.
All right, I'm not mentioning nobody. No, you're not even on the fucking mic.
But here's a funny thing, bro. Like, we really started recording this podcast. It was somebody that was hyper focused on a cocaine binge on the floor above us yelling random shit.
Oh!
Yeah.
I remember him now.
Bro, but look back.
I forgot about him.
How wild was that looking back? Like, there's somebody upstairs on a fucking... I'm not saying he was, but on a possible, acted very cokish. Can anybody act cokish? You have crackish and you have cokish. It was very cokish.
Yeah.
And it was very uncertain what the fuck was going on upstairs. It's just a bunch of yelling and let's get. I was like, yo, I don't know what's about to go on. He's going to fall through the fucking floor.
Got the Cisco haircut.
Oh, yeah. He was wilding. Much success for that guy. He was an amazing trainer, but he just had a mad, quirky shit about him.
I forgot about him.
Yeah, but bro, upstairs from where we were fucking recording was madness. You think about it? Let's start.
I'm going to dedicate the intro to the song to him.
Yeah, we're going to do it. I'm pretty sure he would fucking like this if I play what you think you're going to play. He like, it's too slow, it fucking sucks.
Oh, damn.
Sugar man.
Oh, my God.
Won't you hurry? Because I'm tired of these scenes.
All pun intended.
For all pun.
Blue corn.
You got to realize.
Won't you bring back.
We got to let this rock for like 2 seconds.
All those colors to my dreams.
That's enough.
Let that's it enough. Rock for that's a little enough. While. 3 seconds later, that's enough.
No, that's enough. That's too much sugar.
We're going to let it all play. That's enough.
I just want to let y'all know that we come here with little to no fucking prep, and then I'm always able to tie shit together with a fucking intro to a song. This is why I feel like I'm one of the fucking goats on this shit, and no one knows who the fuck I am.
But look,
this is how you do a show.
Well, somebody in Russia.
Yo, let's talk about that for a second.
Russia's on your nuts.
Yo, our nuts, because it's our show. Yeah, it's not my show.
I'm in here. Sugar man. I'm
Yo, let me go back. Did I screenshot that to you?
You spoke. Yeah, you might have.
Or was it a text? About it. Let me see.
You showed me the stats.
Yeah, but I want to read the stats now because
I wish I can look, but I'm transferring fucking videos in 9K.
You do that. I'm going to go to the DMs.
Yo, if I get a storage full when I have 2 terabytes of memory and a 285 gig fucking phone, something's going to be full of lead. Could somebody lend me something with bullet?
Let's shout this out, man.
Let's do it, man.
33% of the listeners last week when we didn't even drop were from Germany.
That's so
strange. I want to greet my fellow Germans and Schienischnif.
I remember you. Mein Kopf, right? I remember you told me, yo, we got to go to Germany, man. But I'm afraid because of the movie Hostel. They're going to harvest our fucking guts. Yeah, exactly.
Shout out to my 4.2% out in India.
That's funny as hell.
Let me greet them.
Yeah. Get the fuck out of here. You're going to get us kicked. You're probably saying some shit in the language.
Shout out to the 2.1% of Canada.
I want to go to Canada, but...
Hey?
You want to know what's funny? I looked up a Saskatchewan Rough Rider hat because it has an S on it.
Oh, I want to go to Saskatoon.
Is it such thing?
Yeah.
Is it next to Saskatchewan in Virginia?
Yeah, it is. It's Saskatchewan is in Saskatoon.
You know why I learned about Saskatchewan?
Why?
The cartoon I watched called Forget About It. That's the best cartoon in the fucking world. I loved it.
Yeah, I want to go to Vancouver.
Let's just go, bro. Vancouver's over L.A., correct?
Yes.
Vancouver's over Cali. Toronto, we are under Toronto or Montreal? Toronto, correct?
In the Montreal area.
And then Toronto was mid.
Yeah.
And then all
I've been
the
to Montreal before.
Really?
Yes.
How was it out there?
Oh, my God. I have to tell you, the most gorgeous women in the world. You know, it's a funny story about Montreal.
Yeah.
You want to know a shit fact?
Yeah.
So I was high one day.
Okay.
Preface that. Anytime I have a shit fact, 10 out of 10 times I'm high.
Was it Canadian ganja?
No, it was edibles.
Okay.
Usual.
Okay.
So I was looking up, you know, the history of Montreal. For some reason that just came up.
It's not bad.
And from what I was able to gather, because I always said that the most prettiest women on the planet are in Montreal. And the reason is that way back in the beginning of time.
Oh my God, I'm scared.
Women were basically just like planted. They were like, you know how the stork comes and drops the babies off?
Yeah.
The stork cop came and dropped all the gorgeous women into Montreal. And they were known to be like certified like
prostitutes. Funny story. Oh, wow.
Yeah. Like oh, they, wow. That, they like the original city girls
came from Montreal.
Originated from like Montreal.
Hey,
like
no that behavior. Intended. That's crazy. Yo.
Yeah. It's a thing.
Fun fact, I told Avery she was born by the stork. Mm. Even though I love Avery's
mom. You said by the stork.
Yeah, well, brought by a stork. I joke around. Yeah. I love her mom to death. I'm just being stupid. But yeah. Mm. But that's funny. That's a funny fact.
I know half of these population definitely was brought by the stork. Yeah. They don't know what they, never mind.
Oh, God. Yeah. you were brought by a stork.
Luke, yeah. I forgot we started the pod because I played
Sugar Man. Wow, that was transitional genius, my guy.
I'm telling you, man, they need to give us like a real like late night or like, you know, some sort of like
I'll take a nasty work hour. You know what I mean?
Yeah, give us a Saturday at 2 a.m.
Oh my, yo, I think everybody getting out of the club fucking destroyed or still in the city. Unfortunately, they keep it open till 6.
You know, I've not been to the city.
Good. I never want to go back.
I think I got to go the 26th.
I don't mind. Like,
is having a birthday party and
you gonna show you some love?
Not really, but I need to because she's nice.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't totally disregard
like one the city, of the only few industry friends I have left.
Yeah. I don't have.
Maybe she could get me a job.
I have a lot of fitness industry friends.
That's good because they're in your field.
Hundreds of thousands of followers.
I quit my field. Kinda.
Just say you walked away peacefully and it's gonna come after you.
I don't want it to come back, though.
Well, in order to do what we want to do, part of it's going to have to.
Nah, I mean, I feel like if we are funny enough and we offend enough.
Yeah. Not enough memory. I don't fucking get it. I have questions.
Well.
I'm sorry.
How much stuff are you trying to transfer onto your phone right now?
I've been doing this all day.
I'm saying how much?
I don't memory. Know, bro. Is it not memory in the app? I'm sorry, y'all. This is random. I'm confused, bro.
That's what I'm saying. Like, how much stuff are you trying to transfer right now, this second?
First, it was one, and it did it, and then I went to
one
two.
What? One a terabyte? Video. 1 gig?
No, the video is small. It's like not even a gig.
But why is it taking so long? It shouldn't take that long to transfer.
All my videos do. All of them do.
We'll figure it out after the show. Put the phone down.
I'm fucking pissed. I wanted to put a video up tonight, say never skip Mondays.
Well, guess what? Nah, they're skipping Mondays.
Oh, my God, this fucking sign.
Give me the sign. This is why the pod is because all this could get clipped out.
Damn it.
You guys are going to fucking hear it. Are y'all still here?
Fuck.
How was your week? We had no fire last week or the week before.
Fire?
We didn't play no fire for when we asked how our week was.
Oh,
8 minutes in. Do you even want fire? You had a pretty good weekend.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, snowed in.
Yeah, I was always against being snowed in.
Yeah.
With someone, but you know.
Talk about it.
Yeah, let me talk about it, man.
Let me get our lumber. That sounds wild. Yeah, let's get our lumber.
Snowed in. Let me get the lumber.
Let me get the burning wood.
Let me just. All right. Grand opening, grand closing. Just put it like this. One of the low moments was I took the Kaepernick by the toilet seat and I had to let it out. Because I don't drink often, right? So when I do, I feel like I'm trying to make up for the months I took off.
What was your drink of choice?
I had Tito's. That's not my thing.
Handmade.
Whatever the fuck
it
was.
Is that what it says on the bottle?
It's gluten-free. I was trying to be
helpful. Does it say handmade on it?
Yeah, it does.
That's nasty. Don't handmade me anything.
I thought everything was handmade. What do you make with your fucking feet? Or machine made?
Uncle Rossi does that shit with his feet.
Oh, Carlo Rossi does that shit with his feet. Feet and chest.
Yo, he chest bumps.
You have a belly flop of a pile of grapes?
Yeah.
But I had, you know what I mean? It's It was good, man. I didn't mind being snowed in. I was chilling, and you know, I was the little spoon, man, by accident.
Hold on.
I was the little spoon by accident.
Let's stop the fire.
And I'm gonna tell you.
Wait.
I was so fucking sick.
No, wait. I had to find this shit. Where is this shit at? Because you haven't done this in a while.
I'm gonna tell you what. I was always against
standing up, sir.
I was so fucking sick from that liquor, dog. I would have been the tiniest of tiny spoons and not be. I leaned back.
Were you a Coke spoon? That should be the name of this episode.
Coke spoon?
Yo, you were the Coke spoon.
I was the Coke spoon. Yo.
Were you the sugar man?
Oh, man. Listen, I leaned back and was
That's
like.
That's it.
I leaned back and I was like.
You were the booger sugar spoon.
I said, am I the small spoon right now? And she's like, yeah, you are. I was like, oh, fuck it. I didn't give a fuck at that moment, bro. I was in a fetal position. I was in my boxer briefs 99.9%
of the time. You was the Lana Del Rey of spoons.
Whatever. Yo, I was the fucking, I don't know, man. Fuck the Tony Montana of spoons. Isn't he a fucking wild coke head in this fucking movie?
Yeah, but Lana Del Rey actually sold Coke spoons as a merch item.
That is out of control.
Yes.
And she didn't go to jail for that?
Why?
I don't wish jail.
I feel Coke should be legal.
You're selling paraphernalic spoons.
Well, it's up to you to figure. Why can't you eat Gerber with it?
Not me. You guys are calling it a Coke spoon, but I feed my baby with it. Like, what the
yeah.
fuck?
I will 100% feed my toddler with a Coke spoon.
That is out of control.
Why?
It's a
spoon.
You have to give it a different nickname.
Why?
Actually, open up. You do the airplane noise at the Coke spoon?
Yes! 100%. Bro, I will 100% do the choo-choo.
First off, I hope your baby is eating that little baby of a nibble.
Well, I don't think I'm ever going to have kids, but
I'm going to say yes.
I have to find someone first.
You'll find them. You'll find them, guaranteed. I guarantee.
I think they'll find me.
You just straggle on the fucking...
Yeah.
The relationship lane?
Yeah. The relationship lane.
Relationship lane.
Yeah, the ship into shit. Oh, let's go back into the fire. So.
Let's go back into the fire.
Yeah, throw you into the fire with your Coke spoon.
Yeah.
So you were Kaepernick and Coke spoon in hand.
Yeah. And I was mad because I couldn't even eat the food that was cooked for me because I was so fucking
What was
sick.
The food?
It was like homemade spaghetti, bro.
Handmade.
Handmade. Everything was handmade. And I was just. Being the little fucking baby six spoon. Why? Why don't I learn
a six spoon is nasty.
I was a nasty six spoon. I was like, bro, I was half naked the whole time. I didn't even give a fuck. Boxer briefed out. You know what I mean? Just walking around. Tats and tits exposed. I did not give two fucks.
Tats and tits.
I ran to the fucking bathroom. You probably watch me run away half naked to the... I was like, I'll be right back.
Now, when you ran, did you like... Do like a 40-yard dash run?
Yeah, I
or
did.
Because
the
like a...
living room from the bedroom from the fucking bathroom is far. So I'm a gazelle though. So it took me like a good two steps. Maybe average per take six.
Okay.
I was out. I was
OWT.
Going. Yeah. Oh yes, I was because I was feeling DED. Yeah, I was gone. So I Kaepernicked the shit out that fucking that toilet seat. I don't know how I got my arm behind. I got. You know how you put your there's like a little area behind a septic tank. My arm is mad fucking. I got a wrap. I would have my face in the shit. And I told her, I said, don't worry, I cleaned it. And not the guy clean. You know what I mean? I really cleaned the shit out of it. Cause I'm respectful.
The guy clean.
Guy clean is like this, like dry fucking 2 days later. She dry throat crust all over the fucking place. Yeah.
Yo, guy clean. That should be the name of a cleaning company.
Guy
clean.
Yeah, we do just enough. It looks good on the surface, but look.
That should be the tagline. Just enough.
Just enough. This nigga B said, how can we make this a, like B? Why do you like? How do you clean? He's either going to say I don't or I do just enough.
He should be like the Mr. Clean logo on our fucking...
Yeah, with a fucking Xbox headset on.
Yes! Yeah, let's call him.
All right, let's do it.
It's his birthday.
Yeah.
It's his birthday.
Yeah, on Saturday. No, Sunday, actually.
Yeah, I wished him a happy birthday.
Yeah, man, I want to take him for wings. He said the wings from AJ's made him sick. So fucking wings.
Let's see.
So, are we playing word association?
What are we going to associate?
I said B.
The cleaning thing.
Yeah, do you like to clean? I was like, yo, B, like, do you like cleaning? He's either going to say, hell no, or I do just enough. Or we're going to ask him, B, why don't you like to cook? And he's mostly going to say, because I hate to clean.
All right, that's perfect.
All right.
Let's see. He's never let us down, except he just doesn't pick up the phone.
Yeah.
Shit. Yo, you are live on the show.
Yo.
Bro, what's up?
First of all, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate it.
You already know why you're here.
All
right. Yeah, what's up? Talk to me. Don't make it quick, though, because right, I'm doing mad shit right now.
Real quick, why don't you like to cook?
Huh?
Why don't you like to cook?
Because I don't want to wash the fucking dishes.
Well, that's halfway, right? Okay. Can we celebrate that a little bit?
Yeah, well, I don't want to clean.
Yeah! I don't want to clean.
That's the rest of the real shit. All
right, Joe. I love you to death, bro.
Enjoy your birthday.
I owe you wings still.
All right. Never fails.
Yeah, I knew it.
I think someone should pick up the show.
I would. That'd be cool.
Oh, and appreciate the people who were on our live last week.
Oh, yeah. Oh, except for that fucking demon that came out of nowhere and said she wanted to have a threesome with us. Yeah, bro. She was your Frankenstein,
too. She was after you, Timberlake.
I know it was like a funny-ass troll because she didn't DM me. I was waiting for the DM afterwards, and I got nothing out of it. So I'm like, all right, cool. Somebody was just fucking around.
Did you know anyone else that was on that live?
Yeah, I knew everybody.
Oh, okay, I didn't know Kim. A goddamn person.
Yeah, it was Kim. I knew T.T. Teddy?
Yeah, she was the one that put me onto this dope ass pizza spot. So shout out to her.
She's actually a really fire person, yo. Like,
I'm pretty sure they're fire.
Kim is really fire. She's from Chicago. That's my homie.
Yeah, they actually found me entertaining.
Oh, 100%. They loved and they kept, yo, and you did the sneaker shit. They were like, yo, they were engaged.
Oh, I gotta show you the other shoe that finally came in.
The other shoe. That's how I'm like, who the other shoe?
No, this is like the
he
shoe.
He got one shoe. He ain't getting no pair of sneakers. I gotta show the other shoe.
No. No, these are the shoes of shoes.
I really pictured you as a man with like a do-rag hanging a cigarette in the middle. I'm going to show you other shoes. This nigga said,
yo, no, these are the shoes of the shoe.
Really? I think he told me you were waiting for a specific pair.
Yeah, but this one finally came. It's as advertised.
Can I fit them?
No.
Can I cut the front off and make them slides?
I would be very upset you did because those are like almost $2,000 shoes.
Well, all right now. We'll do that there.
Yeah. So, please don't do that. I can now officially say I got some heat.
Some heats?
Yeah, some heat.
You got to see, the Miami Heats.
This just in, and this is not a sports podcast. Tom Brady says on his podcast, it's literally day to day with me regarding the decision about his playing future. I didn't want to turn it there, but it kind of came as an alert, so
that's our transition. My guy. Brady is my guy.
I think he's going to retire.
I don't think his father. Yo, he still led the league in every.
Low key, let me turn this fire off. Nobody cares anymore. My week was trash.
I'm gonna be honest, really quick on a sports tip. He actually was still leading in almost 90% of every like quarterback's statistic.
So according to Pro Football Focus, he was ranked number one, and technically they think he should have won MVP this year.
Bro, but that's what I'm fucking saying. And you want to know why he's the most valuable player, too? Here's a point that a lot of people don't pay attention to. Everybody wanted to sign back due to him being the quarterback. That's value.
You know what I think is going to happen?
Everybody's going to fucking leave?
No. Well, yeah. I think he's going to go to San Fran.
San Fran? Where Garoppolo is? Isn't that a fucking little conundrum?
Leaving.
Remember what happened?
He's out of there.
But they have a rookie that's coming up.
Yeah,
but what's the difference between... So Brady stayed, Garoppolo left. Now imagine Brady goes and Garoppolo leaves.
Garoppolo's out.
But this dude's their
quarterback. Garoppolo's out of there.
They got a quarterback coming in.
Yeah, but he can hold a clipboard.
Justin Love or some shit?
No, he's on Green Bay.
He should just stay his funky ass in Tampa, man. Win one more
day. Nah, he wants to go to San Fran. He wants to
Is he from there?
Yeah.
Okay. Just stay where you're at, bro.
He wants to go home.
Yeah, with him and Debo Samuel, something different.
Yeah, but they'll be what the 49ers were a few years ago, except with I think a better running scheme, because Shanahan is like the number one running scheme guy on the planet.
It's Mike Shanahan, yeah, and they had okay running backs. They didn't have nobody that really stood out.
Nah, but they were like in the top Yo, anytime a Shanahan is in the NFL, you're automatically going to be top 10.
Shanahan is, the other one is in Baltimore.
What are you talking about?
Shanahan?
Well, Mike Shanahan doesn't coach. Is his son?
No, but they have another brother. No. Who's the Baltimore coach?
You talking about Harbaugh.
Okay, he has a brother too. There's two Harbaugh brothers in the NFL.
Yeah, but I think that new Harbaugh that's in Michigan is might go to Minnesota.
Might go to Minnesota? Because they say Harbaugh is a super players coach. Everybody loves that man now.
Yeah. All right, that's enough sports because we just lost all the listenership.
Nah, we gained like a few guys in Russia. I you like mean, this stuff you call
you
it
mean
football.
In Germany after I pissed them off and said Nishnif.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck that
I
is.
I don't know, but I feel like saying that shit, and it's pretty funny when I say it. Yeah. I almost sound German.
Nishnit, Fleisch. I tell you, my boy used to talk German to his dogs. His Rottweilers.
To his German Shepherd?
Yeah, no, they were Rottweilers. No, they were
that
would have
been cool. Like you,
I would like to.
That would have been fire.
They were Rottweilers.
You teaching your German Shepherd German?
These were some Rotties, and they were fucking huge. Those are his guys.
I want to buy a German Shepherd now and teach him German.
I say that's an actual task that, you know, that's like having a kid. You ready for it?
Nah. All right. Can I claim it?
Yes.
Tax season is coming.
I got to get my shit done.
Me too.
You know what these guys right now are doing? Remember I said there's going to be guys in black suits showing at my door?
Like right? Men in Black.
Yeah. So my name's on a list. It says Shane Timberlake. And then the fucking Chicago theme music comes on. They're ironing their fucking suit. They're charging their fucking headset.
I knew someone. Never mind.
Nigga, oh.
I had to.
They're
I know
charging their fucking headsets, and they're shining their shoes, and I hope they're not walking over to my fucking door.
Yo, manually shining your shoes is crazy.
They're like, check. They're testing the microphone. Check one, two. Yes, we have our assailant. Like, oh, shit.
You don't have shit.
I'm done. I'm fucking done. Yeah,
I'm
going to
tell them, if they catch me, can they just, like, not cuff me in front of anybody? Just escort me to the car.
Can you be gentle?
Nah. I mean.
Being gentle is not a thing no more.
Nah, they definitely want to beat the shit out of you.
I'll be honest. You have to be a Caucasian teenager that wipes out fucking 40 people in a fucking building for no reason.
Oh, let's talk about crime.
They'll give you a massage and they'll give you fucking food.
Yeah, this is what we call a good segue, even though it has to do with crime. So this is how the segue gets tied together. Do you remember the shit I sent you?
With the last one you sent me was the unfortunate.
Nah, not that.
Okay.
We're going to talk about that later.
Yeah, it's fucking nuts.
Let's talk about this one.
If you just give me one keyword, I don't.
Transgender.
You sent me some transgender crime?
Yes. That's funny. Transgender crime is crazy.
I didn't mean to say it like that. Nobody canceled.
Listen.
Oh, you said he was going to get us canceled.
Yes. Oh, so listen, guys.
Give you a disclaimer.
This is the disclaimer from now on, at 23 minutes in, from now to the end of time. The sole purpose of this show is to get us canceled.
But so, I ain't trying to get fucking stomped out in the middle of the street by a bunch of angry, you know, people. Like,
what type of people?
I don't know.
Pronouns.
Yo no sé. I'm on Spanish. I'll give you some Spanish. Yo no sé. All
right. So this is the headline. You're reading this headline. It's fucking nuts. California trans child molester.
Oh, I did read that shit, yo.
26 years old. Gets 2 years in juvenile facility thanks to progressive DA. All right.
I just want to know why they had to mention he was transgender. A fucking molester is a molester, right, though.
So at the time that this male committed a crime, he was 17.
Yeah.
But now he has fully transitioned. His name at one point was... Oh, I'm trying to use the correct terms. So I don't want to get canceled yet, but my opinion is what's going to get us canceled.
Yeah.
Before his name, I'm trying to find out his real name, because now his new name is Hannah. And before his name, they keep going by his last name. I can't even fucking find this guy's name. But they said it before.
Fucking
his name is James.
James.
How the fuck you go from James to Hannah?
James to Hannah.
That shit don't even, like, you know, like, sometimes, like, if you go from, like,
Shane to Shona?
Yeah.
Like that, or, like, something close. Like, fucking, oh, my God, I don't know, bro.
like Gene to Gina.
Yeah.
Like, that kind of makes sense.
He went from James to Hannah.
That shit doesn't make no sense.
There's no correlation.
Not at all.
He might have his own thing.
Anyway, so he, let me see. He sexually assaulted a 10-year-old girl in 2014.
When he was James.
When he was James.
Okay.
He was 17.
Okay.
So all these years later, this is what James looks like. Yo, this is an ugly bitch. What? I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Yo.
That is a, why?
Yo.
I know he was designed to look nasty in a fucking mugshot show, but he's like in a small fucking phone cubicle. His eyes are being ripped apart. Like, what?
You know those, you ever go to those parties when they have the phones and they do this?
Yeah. It froze on that. You know, do the slow motion like this?
Oh, man, this nigga looks disgusting. So.
James Hanna.
Yeah, James Hanna. So basically, supposedly he had like two other accounts with minors, but like the 10-year-old was like the one.
I just don't understand why nobody's beating this fucking dog shit out of people like this. And they don't put him in the facilities mentally. Get the fuck out of here.
I question this because now like this is supposedly a serial like offender.
Yeah.
And on top of this, when he gets out, he's not going to, like, register as a sex offender or a child. So he gets to, like, live normal.
Why? Because he changed his sex?
Pretty much.
So people are going to start doing that now?
No, so my question is, if he's a serial offender, why would you put him in juvenile prison when he's around minors?
The word juvenile to
isn't
me.
Isn't that, like...
Yo, that's crazy. I heard something about an adult being put in a juvenile... Is it juvenile because of children or what they've done is considered juvenile?
No, it's because it's children, bro. Well, not children, but like it's up to like 18.
He's 26 years old.
Yes. So now I wonder, like, if I smacked the shit out of somebody when I was 16 and I get charged now at like 34.
You're a fucking adult. Them niggas is going to put you in fucking
But if I was 16 when I did it.
Yeah.
Like... Would I still get only charged?
Maybe they put him in there because when he did it, he was a juvenile?
Yeah, that's what they said.
That's fucking stupid. That's fucking stupid.
He was 17.
I'm done.
He was 17, but now she's 26.
So put it like, get the fuck out of here, bro. That's fucking stupid.
Yo, I want to know, because this is where we get canceled. If you transition, right?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
If I was James, right?
Yeah.
I like how you have your eyes closed. You already know I'm going to come with some bullshit.
It's hard. It's going to be crazy.
And now I'm Hannah.
Yeah.
Do I get a new social security number?
Yeah, that's not a bad.
Think about that.
That's actually a decent question. I mean.
I like how you said decent.
Yeah, you can apply for a new social if you change. Is it fully like privates and all that shit? Like ding dong and tits is gone? Or no, I'm sorry.
Ding dong, tits is gone.
It's actually the other way around. And being back, the tits are back. I don't know what the fuck to say. Now he has titties now.
Yeah, yeah.
That I'm sorry, yo.
I think he had tits before he was when he was James.
Let me see. All right, what does he look like now?
I don't know what he looks like now.
Yo, why did they?
I think that's what he was when he was what you call it?
He still looks like that as Hannah.
I don't know.
He just has like hoop earrings now or some shit.
Yo, hoop earrings with the name on it.
Oh my. Hannah?
Yeah, but he doesn't spell it with the H. He spells it like Hannah, like Hanna-Barbera, like the cartoon. Yeah. Like people that used to make the Flintstones, wait, like Hannah.
There's no H?
I don't think he has an H in his. Hers.
He needs to get the fuck out of here. Whatever the excuse me. I'm not disrespecting nobody. But even, look, excuse me for if I say anything. But even a transgender community should disown this motherfucker. Because as a man that I am, if anybody as of whatever the fuck, I don't care what you are, you should be disowned. But that whole being put in juvenile because when things were committed as a juvenile and he touched the juvenile is fucking stupid, bro. We have a lot of flaws in our system. He's going to grown men.
No, he's going to grown child.
This is what we do. We put him in general population.
Don't put him in General Pop with the kids.
No, not with the kids. He gets General Pop with some grown ass men.
He needs to get General Popped.
He would die in like 3 seconds, to be honest.
Good. As soon as he walks in, the world is overpopulated, bro.
Oh my God.
It is. We need to get rid of scum like this. That's why I say coke should be legal.
What? They try to create COVID to depopulate the fucking. That's an unpopular opinion, huh?
Well, look.
It's been quiet. Look. Ever since COVID hasn't been on the fucking news, the lines are not as long on the fucking internet because people get feared and stared in their fucking brain, and Omicron is out, and they ran to that fucking line. Sorry, that was a weird transition. But think about it. We haven't heard shit about COVID in 2-3 days.
Haven't we?
And Dan will go get tested once a week just to make sure he's safe around his son. There's been no lines, bro. It's fucking sick. It's sick, bro. Literally and figuratively, it's fucking sick about what they're doing. Hannah's fucking sick. James is sick. The fucking judicial system is sick. The news is sick. Everybody's fucking sick.
S-I-K.
Except for us. Yes.
I don't know, man.
This phone is sick because it won't let me. I'm over here trying to get on a low. Look, I don't give a fuck.
That's crazy.
All right.
I don't know, man. Look, he pled guilty to molesting the girl in a woman's bathroom 8 years ago when she was 2 weeks away from turning 18. So I think they were both 17.
Oh, so my man was on smoke. Nah, you about to be an adult, man. Come here.
Oh, no, never mind. They kept on you. He's referring to him as her. She was 17, the girl was 10.
Oh, yeah, he needs to be stopped.
That's crazy.
He needs to be stomped out. He
grabbed the 10-year-old by the throat, locked her in the stall, and put her hand down her girl's pants.
Put his hand down the girl's pants? Yeah. He needs to be, I'm sorry, I'm going to be stretching him out to crush the shit out of that. He needs to be exiled.
They put him with kids for 2 years.
This world is sick.
It's like he's in sex camp. it's like he gets to live out his fucking fantasy for 2 years.
Sandusky summer camp.
Yo, we should make that as a t-shirt.
No, we should not, yes. Motherfucker. No, we should not.
Sandusky sex cult?
Nigga, that's crazy.
Right,
Sandusky sex camp and shit? And
yeah.
That was a sick fucking situation, bro. Fuck, bro. And then my boy Joe Paterno.
Joey P.
Died, loved doing what he. The thing about that situation, too, is he had
a statue now.
Yeah, Joe Paterno?
Yeah.
Because he knew. He knew what was going on. He had to.
I ain't going
to
hold you. If I was Joey P.
Joey P.
I look the other way, too.
Yo, I can't. Someone's getting fucked up, bro. I'm sorry, yo.
I'm 88 years old. What the fuck am I going to do?
That's actually a great point. Somebody can blow on that motherfucker. Fucking.
If I was like my age, yeah.
But that's been happening for 10 years, dog.
Then I was 78 years old.
You still got some hands. You can still put your foot on that gas and hit somebody with your car. Get rid of that nasty motherfucker. Sandusky sex camp. I'm disappointed in the gentleman.
The Sandusky sex cult is crazy.
Look, God, it shouldn't happen to nobody, but I'm going to be honest with you. Look. These kids are promised these opportunities to get out the hood, this and that. But the average football player, maybe he wasn't going after the linemen because those motherfuckers are like, I'm 6'4".
Nah, he was definitely going for the tight ends.
The tight ends are big guys.
Yeah, but they're called tight end for a reason.
Oh my, yeah, it's supposed to be tight. Get away, motherfucker. You're supposed to say wide receiver if you want to make the joke sick.
No, that's how they end up.
The wide receivers.
That's how they end up.
Oh, that's disgusting. Yo, I feel bad for the kids that have to live through that.
Yo, imagine he went for the O-line.
They would fucking rape him. O-line is huge.
He definitely went for the center.
The O-line is huge.
The center's always in position. Never mind.
Oh, man. The center's always in. The long snapper?
Yo, long snapper's crazy.
Yeah, the long snapper. I feel bad for all them kids, man.
I feel bad for everybody.
I tell my teammate, yo, Coach Sandusky tried to touch me, bro, and we all go in and just fucking whoop his fucking ass. But you don't know what they tell these kids, bro. They're like 17, impressionable. They think they're going to the NFL. This is their gate in. And then you got some dude with this fucking supposed power to get you to where you want to go.
I want to know what do people like I don't know. I'm 34.
Yeah. 60.
Well, my mom, I feel like I'm 80, but.
I feel like I'm 22. I feel like I'm 80. Fucking man.
I don't even fucking like being around people who's like not an under. Like anybody who's 25 and under, I don't want to be around you unless like unless I have to.
Unless it's something like, say for
like
instance,
if I physically like, if let's say like I'm shopping for groceries, yeah, and now you just so happen to be there while I'm there, yeah, then okay. But like, I won't actively go out of my way for leisure.
Yeah,
I don't want to be around.
Not for. Well, put it like this. So shout out to my little bro Shmoo, Quave. They call me like Uncle Shane, whatever. They're in my industry. Yeah, we hit the gym and shit. Yeah,
that's different.
I'm not like, hey, you want to go grab some fucking ice cream and go for back rubs?
Yo, like, what's that old man from on Family Guy?
Oh my god, I forgot his fucking name, bro. I don't know. We went to Lil Whistle.
Yeah,
yeah, that dude is
the
fucking
one always
sick.
Wants to be around Chris.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Like, I know.
Yeah, that's we have something good in common, and the fitness industry is above like all ages across, which is cool. What?
Yeah, but that's like when y'all like as a group or y'all already friends because something that brings y'all
in
together
common, yeah,
and y'all or y'all work together or y'all have a common goal, cool. But like,
I'm not calling this motherfucker to get a beer.
No,
because first of all, Shoe's my little bro. Don't be drinking beer, Shmoo.
Drink tea.
Don't drink, yo. Captain Tito's was me that night. Disgusting, dog.
I don't know, man. I just don't understand why we would put someone who's 26 in a teenage jail.
Because of what that's called retroactive, actually. You're getting back what you were owed. But this is in this situation.
Yeah, but okay.
Sick. He needs to be put in a grown man fucking UFC prison. Straight fucking Brazilian dudes with busted earlobes and fucking kneecaps with fucking calluses on them and just destroy his life.
Calluses on kneecaps is nasty.
Destroy his life because he did it to somebody else.
Kick him right in the fucking fake dick.
There you go.
Oh, no, the fake pussy.
We both got his body parts wrong. Said bing, bang, tick, tick, gone. And then he actually has the tits and now he said kick him in the dick and it's not there no more.
Yeah.
We used to him as James. He needs to go.
He could have been Jamie.
That's actually a good transition. I know a male Jamie.
I know a male. I know. Oh, man. That was this one time, right? There was this kid named Jamie who was in grammar school, right? And we was about, he's gay. He's mega gay.
Mega?
Mega. I'm
that
talking
is
like,
crazy.
He's Super Saiyan gay.
Yeah.
I knew this nigga was gay before he did.
That is fucking hilarious, bro.
Because, you know, like, we were fucking like, in grammar school, like maybe like fifth grade.
Yeah.
And like, he didn't know he was gay, but I knew he was gay.
Yeah.
That nigga was like, not even in the closet. That nigga was like outside the closet. Like, you know how I see people out of pocket? This nigga was like, if this, he was over here.
He had, you know, you ever go to somebody, I went to a super Spanish home one day and they had like the crystals.
Yeah.
He had, that was his closet door.
Oh, yeah.
He just moved it out the way.
He had the anal bead.
And even when the shit is shut, you can see through
it. Yeah, he had the Thanos anal beads.
Thanos anal beads? That's nasty. Oh,
we're gonna cancel. Anyway, Thanos,
he had the Thanos beads.
The Thanos beads.
Thanos beads.
They're all shaped like fucking Coke spoons.
Oh, like this.
Yo, they should get the hoop earring. It's just a little tiny Coke spoon hanging out the ear.
Yeah, he put two of them together every
Yo,
time he waves his head.
Yeah. Dinner time, bitch. That's how he eats ass. Anyway, my nigga Jamie, right? We was getting lunch. I think they were giving us Sloppy Joe's.
Sloppy Joe?
It was like Wednesday or some shit. Oh, Wednesday was Sloppy Joe Day.
Love it.
So this nigga had to go get we had the lunch cards and shit, which I don't understand what the fucking point of the lunch card was.
I think it just lets you know that you were able to get free lunch.
Yeah, but
some motherfuckers making bread.
I had to pay reduced price.
Still paying, still.
I had to pay like 40 cents.
Yeah. What is the fucking point?
That shit had me tight. But back in the day, I used to eat that nasty shit. So
me too.
I had my little 40 cents ready. I think Jamie paid for my lunch that day.
Here you go, Ash.
Yeah, so Jamie was holding it down because Jamie got free lunch, but Jamie had money. So
fucking cheater.
Fucking Tyree comes.
Tyree, the legend.
And he comes, right? So, like, now with me, I'm sitting opposite side of Jamie on some just whatever shit. Like, we just eating. He's just being like, this nigga, that's how you know this nigga's gay. This nigga had the fucking, like, you know how they give you the spork?
Yeah.
And has the napkin?
Yeah.
Yo, this nigga had the fucking napkin tucked into his...
So, he got to be gay and not particular?
No, he was gay.
No,
he's full-blown gay. He's married now to a guy.
Okay, but I'm just saying, no, like, yo, I know you were gay because you were fucking
gay. Nah, he had a thermos, like...
So he's overly prepared? Overly prepared people are gay?
No, I'm telling you because he's gay today.
I know, but just the funny thing is, yo, I knew you were gay because you had a fucking thermos. Yes. Because your soup stayed hot.
In my story, yes. Because I'm immature. All right?
Yeah,
I'm trying to get canceled.
Oh, my God.
He had his thermos with his fucking Asian tea. He's Asian.
Okay.
Yes. This is my nigga, though.
Yeah.
So, he the nigga that got me to play volleyball. I don't know how the fuck he got me.
Volleyball was fun.
It was. I got kicked off the team.
Of course. You would.
I'm jumping ahead of the story.
Yes.
So, fucking, I'm sitting here across from this nigga, and I'm just chilling. I'm just, at this point, you know me, I don't fucking want to be in school, but I want Sloppy Joe.
Yes.
And he paid for it. So, it's kind of like a date.
What, that's fucking weird.
I don't know.
It's not no. It's not weird if both people are interested in that. But what the fuck is that?
I don't know. He paid.
You had to make it funny by saying it was a fucking date. And I don't mean funny by comical. I mean like funny, like really weird.
It's me.
Yeah.
I don't care. Whatever.
Was it a date?
I don't know. Anyway, so this is my nigga though. So we're sitting there and Tyree comes and he starts picking on this nigga.
Of course.
Because he's gay.
Yeah.
So then I'm like, yo, Ty, like, leave him alone. Like, just leave him alone. I didn't want to say because he was gay, but I was like, I was kind of inferring that. Like, just leave him alone.
Yeah.
And he's like, so what are you going to do about it?
Fucking Tyree.
So then I got up. I fucking body slammed him.
Tyree, bro, that's a big kid.
I body slammed him.
Tyree's a big guy.
He ain't think I had it in me.
So now Jamie is indebted to you for the rest of your life.
Yeah, but he had bought me lunch for like the next 8 weeks.
Oh, you went on 8 dates?
Yes.
Fun. There you go.
And I had to put out.
And I didn't have to put out. Perfect.
Yeah, man. But the moral of the story is like, yo, do the right thing. Like Spike Lee.
Do the right thing, man.
Stand up for people who can't stand up for themselves.
I'm a big proponent of that. Does
except
that
if you're Joe Paterno.
Oh, yeah.
You got to turn away.
You got to turn away. Oh, that's fucked up. I was about to agree with you. You got to turn away. Oh, my God. You almost caught me in that trap. Fucking Sandusky sex camps is fucking.
Yo, the sex cult, I'm telling you.
I just saw a movie.
You get anal beads. You got thanal beads and spoons.
Thanal beans is nasty.
And spoons and Coke spoons for everyone.
This sounds like a bad
that's
fucking...
That's what's in the kit.
This is like a sex Tupperware party. Like, you're getting yeah. Sexy Tupperware party. You get thanal beads, you get a Coke spoon, and you get...
I'm telling you.
Yo, that sounds fucking...
gay?
No, extreme. It's a little extreme.
Okay. I shouldn't say that.
Yeah. Be nice. Jamie would appreciate it.
Nah, Jamie's my guy, man. He's happily married to some older man.
That's dope.
Yeah, man.
And you got himself a nice little meal ticket, huh?
Nah. Jamie rich. Yo, I never met a poor gay person.
Nah, hell no. On all them fucking shows.
Who?
This is a show I watch.
It's a show. I'm talking about real life.
No, this is a real life. Where? It's on Vice.
And these has a Vice.
They moved to LA and they're trying to, and it's hosted by this fucking chick who thinks she created social media.
Paris Hilton.
Yes. You gotta watch it. It's actually a good show. Mm-hmm. So the dude moved, the dude moves to LA. He don't have the most money in the world. And he's always like, you're right, yo. He might have already came from money. You're right, yo.
Poor. I'm talking about homeless.
No, he came from money.
I never seen an Asian homeless man or a gay homeless man.
I'm sorry. In Newark, New Jersey, motherfucker, I saw an Indian and Asian fiend. I swear to God.
An Asian.
Freelinghausen Road, when I used to work for Personality Handkerchiefs when I was fucking like 17 years old. Yes, dog. Asian and Indian fucking fiend. I always tell people that's the first place. Newark, New Jersey is the most special place in the world. Cause I saw an Asian and Indian fiend on Freelinghausen Road next to Hank and Chip Personalities. I remember my manager had a Puerto Rican phone case with the Puerto Rican Gore-Tex on. I remember that day. Like
that's
it was yesterday.
That's a nasty ensemble. It
was super, and he used to wear every fucking day his little belt. He was super proud, dog.
I never met a Puerto Rican who's not proud.
No, but this is overly. Like, his boots in his phone case is fucking... He had the Nextel. When you opened it, it had the Puerto Rican flag as his back screen. I said, we knew. We knew.
Did it say Wepa?
Yeah. And when the phone rang, I'm half Puerto Rican, so I crack these fucking jokes. But yo, damn it, bro.
I'm talking about, like, these motherfuckers are proud.
Yeah.
I never met... The most proud people I know in the world are New Yorkers and Puerto Ricans.
Or... Dominicans in New York, because when I went through Washington Heights, everybody had their flag
Dominicans
out.
Dominicans too are kind of proud, but they're not as proud as Puerto Ricans, though.
It's crazy, though. I've seen the most pride come from it's a beautiful thing.
But it's overly annoying.
Puerto Rican boots were nuts, dog. What were they called? What used to be the Vasquez?
Yes.
Yeah, he had like the fucking Vasquez on. I'm like, yo, bro, there's a whole big Puerto Rican flag on your shit. He had like the Puerto Rican rooster on his little phone case behind the flag.
He had a Puerto Rican cock.
Yeah, pretty much. Wow, bro. I never noticed how crazy it was till this story about fiends came upon me.
I'm telling you, bro. Like, let a New Yorker, like especially, like, if you're, like, from whatever borough you're from.
Yeah.
Like, no, I'm not from New York. I'm from Queens.
Like, excuse me, sir.
I'm not from New York City. I'm from Brooklyn.
I'm from Brooklyn. Yeah, they
it's
go
like,
hard.
Relax, bro. Like,
they go hard.
It's annoying.
Yeah. I listen, bro. You can say where I'm from. What am I saying? I'm from Massachusetts? What the fuck is that? I have to say that every time I come. I'm a Patriot fan. I was born in Massachusetts.
Do you have to fucking, like you know.
Because I don't feel like answering. I don't feel like naming Doug Flutie filling in for Bledsoe when he got hurt or fucking Ben Coates.
No, what I'm saying, like, Ben Coates is crazy.
Sean Jefferson.
What I'm saying, like, why do you have to fucking, like, feel like you have to justify that? Why can't you just be a fan? I wasn't born in Houston, but I'm a Rocket fan.
But then here's where I get fucking pissed off, right? When fuck your team. I say, you know what? Give me 2 seconds. It's Bill Belichick. Give me 2 seconds. Wait. Yo, someone really is upset that I'm a fan and I have some questions to answer. Get the fuck away from me, bro. They go hard. They go really hard. I had a whole big thing about people crying about sports. Remember that shit?
Yeah.
Stop being over fucking 15 and crying over fucking sports teams. That bothers me. My team has all these fucking, I have all these fucking haters. How do you have haters, my guy? It's your fucking team. If you can call them, I understand. If you had dinner with them, I understand. If you're friends, whatever. Shut the fuck up. They don't give a fuck. If you have a bad day or lose a game of Monopoly, they're not going to call you and say, yo, I was your biggest fan and I'm crying for you. Shut the fuck up. That's my take on it. Stop crying over sports if you're over a certain age. Even at 15, I'm just like, okay. I would cry if I lost a game because it was a fucking championship.
I'd cry if I lose money? Yeah, if I lose money, yeah.
Yeah, remember I told you? I said, yo, if you bet your kids' tuition or your mortgage money or your rent money, oh, I'm crying. And I'm going to try to fucking email your whole team a fucking debt. You son of a bitch. You couldn't catch the ball and get tackled and break your leg and still hold on to it. But, yo, stop. Adults, stop crying over sports. You saw that whole picture of all the Cowboy fans crying?
Yo, I ain't going to lie. That warmed my heart. And I was going for the Cowboys that day.
I would love for the Cowboys to fuck. I don't give a fuck.
I love watching a visiting team. I told you the story and I almost got killed in Hoboken.
What the fuck did you do or what did you say?
So this was the year the Mets went to the fucking to the World Series.
Oh, against the Yankees?
No, I was a kid when that happened. They played the Royals.
When the fuck was this? Were we born?
Yeah, we were like.
The Mets went to the World Series besides when they played the Yankees?
Yeah, like 2 years ago.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, bro.
The Mets?
Yes, the Mets.
We got to fact check that.
Yeah, bro. I think it was like 2016.
Nope. Bro, I'll bet a whole pack of fucking Black Forest gummies on that shit. All right. You be knowing your shit.
I want the gummies.
I get paid in 2 weeks. You got to wait.
All
right. Let me see. I got to do some Grubhub deliveries.
2015.
Yo, was I alive then? What the fuck was that?
I would hope so.
What the fuck was that? Did I get frozen in a Walt Disney capsule for that year?
So it was game one, World Series. I'm at Black Bear, I think it's
Black
called?
Bear is a classic.
So I'm at Black Bear.
Wings.
Yes, this one I still eat a chicken because that's what we went there for was the wings.
The wings, yeah.
So it was me and my cousin. and the Mets were playing the Cubs in the CS game, okay. And the Mets won.
Okay.
And he was tight because he's a Cub fan.
Yeah.
And then I'm an A's fan, and we lost in the division in the playing game to the Royals. So it was like both our teams were in the playoffs, but both our teams lost.
Yeah.
And now we both hate like just local shit.
Yeah.
Getting happy. So by default, we were going for the Royals on some just to be antagonistic.
Yeah, that's not a safe place to do it.
So I'm wearing a Royals hat. My cousin's wearing a Cubs hat. We get in early. They're actually doing like a Budweiser like promotion thing.
Dollar beer shit type shit?
No, they gave us mad free beer.
Yeah, they fucking big ass toasted. Titties. What happened?
She has some big ass
titties. I said, yo, I'm going to close my eyes. She was like, oh, it was titties.
Yeah, she has some big ass titties. Anyway, she gave us mad beer for free. Budweiser's trash, but when it's free, it's for me. So I had about 9 of them things.
Nine of them things?
Yeah.
Yo, real quick, I'm going to equate you to this one guy. They say, yo, what do you drink? This guy said, OPLs. Like, what the hell is OPLs? He said, other people's liquor? I was
1,000%.
The dude said, I drink OPLs. That's you.
I 1,000% was OPL when
I was
out.
Yo, can I get some OPLs? And the girl with the big jug just, Helga comes like, can't.
Those are the can-cans.
The can-cans. She had the spoon on her nipples and they were clapping.
Oh.
Crazy.
Covering the areola with the Coke spoon. You got to do that.
What?
You know how you have to spoon the hole to the nose?
Yeah.
You just have it on the areola.
And you got to.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys.
Yo, they should get the, you get the nipple piercings?
Yeah.
Of a Coke spoon.
Coke spoon. Yo, we might have something here.
Yo, people sleep on the Coke spoon.
Coke spoon accessories with the Thanos.
Thanal beads?
With the Thanos. That's a nasty pack. Yo, I'm going to send you a care package. You get Coke spoon piercings in a bag of Thanal beads.
You know how they have the, what's this shit called? The Swiss knife?
Yeah.
Coke spoon.
Because the Coke spoon comes out? Or according to you, the baby feeding spoon. What the fuck?
Nah, Coke spoon.
That's out of control. Yeah. You ain't never put a dash of salt with it? It has to be Coke.
It could be anything.
It can't be pink salt spoon.
You said pink sauce?
Pink salt spoon.
Oh.
Not the pink horse. Nigga.
Fuck.
Oh, my God.
Damn. So, where was I going? Oh, so we're in Black Bear. I'm eating wings. I'm drinking my fruit, my OPLs.
It's a new shit, OPL.
And every fucking Met fan in the history of life just packs this fucking bar. And there's me, my cousin, and some random chick in the other side of the bar are the only Royals fans in that bar. And that game one went to extra innings. And that shit ran to that shit ended 2-3 in the morning.
Y'all motherfuckers should have left when it went after ninth inning. Because, you know, if any of these motherfuckers lose on the 90th inning, they are angry.
Yo, when I tell you that they lost in the 12th or the 13th inning.
You are out of control, my guy.
And they were all talking all this shit. And I was just bro, it's just the game. It's not even my team for real.
Yeah.
And they were trying to I'm touch my helmet, relax before I smack the shit out of you. Because this is not a hat that I just bought to wear. This is actual, a fashion piece. The fuck? I'll smack the shit out of you. So, when they won, I got on that fucking chair.
Yo, you are out of... Yo.
I was heckling the shit out of these niggas.
They didn't throw a bunch of OPL at you?
Oh, no, I left by then. They were chasing me to my car, though.
Yo, they really don't get...
I never went back.
Sport fans, bro.
Yeah, there's some of the nasty... And the sad part is that my team produces the worst fans in the history of fandom. The Jets?
The Jets.
Oh, my fucking God. Those are the worst.
You guys go hard for something that hasn't been successful
will never happen.
Fucking years. Yeah. I think so.
No.
You guys need a nice Italian quarterback. Because when you guys said Testaverde, just New Jersey and Italians, they go together.
Do they?
Yeah. I always meet good Italians from New Jersey. I'm like, oh, shit, you guys are... it's hard. You got a Testaverde, Wayne Corbett, like anything. I don't even know what Corbett is. I think Corbett's Italian.
I don't know.
But they ride the Italy, Italians in Jersey are like synonymous, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And it's a fire thing, yo. I get along with everybody. You know, my boy Joey, shout out to Joey V, super Italian dude, cool as fuck. But it's like synonymous. You come to Jersey, you eat Jersey. I'm like, oh shit. That,
you know, I don't know, man.
Hey, the Jersey Shore is a poor, watered down representation of that. But you know,
I hate that.
Paulie D, though, shout out to my guy.
You like him?
Yeah, I mean, his fucking hair stuck to the fucking ceiling, and his skin is fucking. I don't even know what the fuck that is. Cayenne pepper white? Like, what the fuck is that? What the fuck that is? His skin is fucked.
Yeah.
Too much GTL, drinking OPLs. And fucking
yeah, too much OPL.
Yeah, on the fucking boardwalk.
That's a nasty boardwalk.
Yeah, it is.
Another one of my gay friends, he actually owns a house in the boardwalk. He was there in the snow.
I wonder how, I always asked, shout out to Kat, because she went down to the shore during like some type of snowfall we had. And I said, I wonder how it looks in the wintertime, because I can only imagine it.
Yeah, he just took hella pictures. I'm like, why the fuck are you down there?
It got to look weird. Yeah, it got to look.
He was with his husband. I'm like.
It's probably nothing going on. The town's kind of dead. But, yo, I know a lot of people that need to be getting fucking high, dog, and going to their little bar. Like DJs, you know them bar? I've never been there before.
DJs?
DJs is a very popular bar that people migrate to during it. Like, it's the thing
over
in the
there?
Shore. Downtown? Oh, down there? They say, we going to fucking DJs, and they go hard.
I think I was there one time.
They had an indoor pool or something like that?
Nah, I had sex on the beach.
In front of DJs?
I don't know, but it was like late night.
Look back, DJs.
I was on one of those beach towels, and she was just on top.
Oh, yeah. I want to do that one day.
No, you don't. Sand all over the place. It was mad sandy cheeks.
Sacrifice. How about I put a long? You know what? It don't even matter. I was going to put a
It was part. Cold. It was mad. And that shit was mad overrated.
Yeah.
It's like sex in the shower. I thought I was killing it that day. No, that shit's ass.
I'm usually too tall for anybody I take a shower with. Like, the females are always like, small, I got to do
like
some
five,
weird
three.
Shit. Yeah, I need a fire shower in like Atlantic City so I can just be hanging off something. Hey, you know what I'm saying?
I don't know.
A few OPLs in the system.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? A few glasses of OPLs. That's
yeah,
the shit
I'm
now.
Like 3 months sober, man.
Good. You're not missing nothing. Because what
I'm
I just
not.
Experienced.
I'm trying to lose his weight, the rest of it.
Good. You don't want to be fucking headlocking a toilet in your boxer briefs in somebody else's fucking apartment.
I actually do.
I can set it up.
No,
that's the worst, bro. You can practice here. Yo, just get this.
Nah,
I'll get you a few OPLs.
I'm tired of this fucking apartment.
Set it up here. Get you a few OPLs. That's the fun.
I
can't.
OPLs in the fucking.
Somebody gave it to you?
No, remember I went. This
the
is when I was still in, yeah.
That shit's probably strong now. It's fermented, dog.
Good.
That shit's fucking
cold.
Fermented. That's fucking. Yo, do you have any more of that?
What?
The elderberry elixir.
Yeah, you want it?
Please. I love that shit. I put it in my tea.
Yeah.
Thanks, bro. I'm going to keep my immune system healthy, even though the news isn't scaring me.
Man, we almost an hour in.
Yo, I had this is a great, in my opinion, our conversations are just fucking phenomenal, people. You guys are tuned in to some great shit, right? And to people out in Germany, thank you. I don't know.
Nischniff.
I don't know what to see. Yo, you probably cursing them out. That's bad.
I don't know.
You probably, fuck you. It means fuck you in their native tongue. You're going to get us fucking killed and canceled at the same time.
You could get canceled after you die.
I don't know.
I mean, they tried to do it to Michael Jackson.
Did. He tried to get at my guy, bro.
He ain't do that shit.
Nah, a comedian once made a good joke. Once the nation was going through some type of turmoil, they were like, ah, Michael Jackson's touching kids. I think it was Chris Rock that said it. Yeah, I'm telling you, something's going to go on. Money's going to be Omicron's fucking back. It's sad that they pick and choose the propaganda. I am not a conspiracy theorist. I am a realist. And if you have ears and eyes, a lot of people that are vaccinated, like, why the fuck did I get vaccinated?
I'm going back to get
the booster?
Yeah.
Hey, finish the job, right?
Mean, I'm trying to kill myself daily, so.
What's the fuck out of it? Well, don't get
what's
it then.
The difference?
There you go.
No,
because if you're as risky as me, I'm going to be honest with y'all on this podcast. I, Shane fucking Yancey Timberlake.
The what?
Yancey.
That's your middle name?
No, bro. No,
I was
imagine
about to say, what?
Shane Yancey Timberlake.
I was about to say,
Shane.
That's the most Puerto Rican thing. That's worse than
that. Yancey? I thought that shit was from like the UK. Yancey.
That shit sound mad Puerto Rican.
For real?
That shit sound like you got.
I didn't say Yancio, motherfucker.
That shit, you can sound like you got Puerto Rican socks on.
That's fucking hilarious. The Puerto Rican flag, the fucking. Yeah. I do, with the phone case.
You got a coquille on your fucking sock.
Yeah. And my horn plays fucking La Bamba when I fucking press it. Is that Puerto Rican?
Oh, let me play La Bamba. That's my fucking shit.
But real quick, damn, I lost my train of thought. I can go for a bag of Black Forest gummy bears right now, man.
You should get me some while you're at it. You owe me some.
I'll be till next fucking week when we record. I'll get the bag. I'm going to fucking raid it after this.
Is this what happens?
Classic. Lou Diamond Phillips.
That's my guy. That's what happens when your phone rings and your shit's done downloaded.
It's downloaded now because I realized that your actual photo album in your phone can be oversaturated with high volume 4K video. So I had to take some out of my photo album. So my phone has all the memory in the world, but my fucking photo storage is fucking throwing up because those videos
kind of like how you were throwing up this weekend.
Yes.
See how we bring things full circle?
We are very... Yeah, and it was actually MPL, my personal liquor, because I brought that shit. It was fun. It was dope. As soon as I walked in, she grabbed it, was pouring drinks, and she like watched my demise. I was like, yeah.
She planned for it. She planned for the Coke spoon.
It started off, yeah, put on the show on Netflix.
What show were y'all watching?
It was about
That's important, because when y'all Netflix and chill, don't put on some bullshit either.
Nah, it was actually a movie she was already watching. It was a female who witnessed her next door neighbor kill somebody, and then she started going through mass psychological shit. It's actually a show that's trending, I think.
I ain't
going to
hold
mistaken.
You. If one of my neighbors got killed by somebody,
I don't want to hear it.
I'd be happy. What? I fucking hate these niggas.
Yeah.
If they could start on the third floor with that little fucking kid.
Well, oh, come on. He's being raised by some fools, man. So don't, oh, that's fucked up.
Leave the kid. The parents got to go.
Give him some pillow shoes, man. That's all. Don't kill him. Give him some pillow shoes.
Just cut his feet.
Oh, my God, bro. That's fucking. I don't. Yo, listen. We're going to get canceled for shit like that.
Yes.
You can say anything you want about anybody, but leave the kids.
Man, fuck these kids.
FTK?
FTK all day.
Sipping on some OPL saying FTK?
Yeah, and tell these bitches to SMD.
Oh, my Lord. OMG. Oh!
I don't know, P.
Holy f... F-U-C-K, not
get... get canceled by the LGBT.
Oh, man, yo.
Oh, yeah.
I think
we've done enough.
Yeah, I think we've done enough.
I will say... We will close with that story about that girl.
Yeah.
Let me see if I find her name.
That basically went off the topic in the quote I saw, like, please check on your strongest friend.
Check on me, because I'm definitely trying to kill myself every day.
Please do not. Please do not.
The time you see, like, three episodes in the 3 weeks in a row that we do not record, just assume it's over.
I'll fucking go nuts, nigga.
Let me see. Woman who jumped from the New York City high-rise, identified as Miss USA 2019, Chelsea Christ?
I think we're going to find out that she didn't jump. That's my opinion on it. She was pushed. I'm not saying that she didn't have tennis. I don't know who she is. I'm just calling it. You know how some stories have like years and years in, and then you find out that the fucking, unfortunately.
Well... Let's see. I don't think she was pushed. Sources say Chris left behind a note saying she wanted to leave everything to her mother, a former pageant competitor herself who was crowned Miss North Carolina in 2002. The note didn't include a motive for Chris' actions. So I don't think she got pushed.
I watch a lot of these crime shows.
Me too.
And a lot of these suicide letters are forged.
Yo, forging a fucking suicide note is crazy.
They
do.
They forge, and there's always a money thing behind it. She might have had big money they couldn't touch, or she had a fortune. A lot of these things, not in her case, but
I think if somebody were to forge my shit, they'll find a misfortune.
A misfortune. A misfortune.
Yeah.
I'm trying to tell you, bro. This money is the root of all fucking evil.
Yeah, man. It's sad. All I can say is.
Just check on your friends, we gotta take
mental health more seriously. I'm talking as a person who's dealing with this shit. Yeah. I had a crazy week this week. My anxiety's through the fucking roof. My heart is beating out my fucking ass cheeks.
Oh my God, sounds crazy.
Yeah, bro, it's crazy.
Beating out the cheeks.
Yeah. I feel like I'm about to have a heart attack in any moment. And I reached out to my fucking provider for to get like any sort of help, and they told me I gotta come out of pocket. So I'm like, why the fuck am I paying for insurance?
Some insurance is only fucking.
And they tell me I got the greatest insurance too, which is fucking stupid.
What is it, Blue Cross Blue Shield?
Yeah, man.
I've been hearing a lot of good things.
That shit
is
fucking Black Cross Black Shield. That shit don't do shit.
That shit is ass for them to actually say that. And yeah, you have the best insurance, you're taking care of. But here
these motherfuckers don't do shit.
Still waiting for fucking coverage and provider.
Yeah, man. Shit's bad. I got the Cricket Wireless of fucking insurance.
God. What the fuck, bro?
Yo, tell them where to follow you, man.
Please follow me at I Am Shane Timberlake, man. I'm working on my fucking video right now, man. Put up some shit.
Oh man, I'm depressed. You know who the fuck this is, man. I'm gonna try to find us some music to pass us out. I should play Sugar Man's again, but you know,
Sugar Man. Somebody needs to be Sugar Man Jansen. Is that the nigga's name?
Nah, the guy who sung the song is called Rodriguez.
That straight up, just fucking Rodriguez.
That's his fucking
speaking
name.
Of Puerto Ricans, huh?
Yeah,
holy
man.
Shit!
I'll let this shit rock out, man.
Somebody is destroying their sex, man. Is that a tenor or a fucking alto?
I don't know what the fuck it is.
I used to play sax, man.
Really?
I missed a pageant. That's how bad I was. Mary had a little thing after 8 months, Mr. Avetsky. So what happened to Rodriguez?
I don't know. That's not, that ain't him. This is a different song. I know, man, it's me.
Imagine it's you. It's all the
no, it's not me. I'm saying, but it's me. I pick good music.
You do.
And just know that everything that I play has a purpose. Oh, wait.
What's the purpose of this?
I forgot. We didn't even pick our songs for the week.
I got one.
Holy shit. I got to run that back because that's definitely the song we're closing out with.
That's all right. I'm going to give you my song. All right, let's do this.
Damn, we're horrible people. We're horrible. We take a week. Oh, we didn't take a week off, but we didn't do a week of proper podcasting. And
I'm putting this on my new video and actually putting the caption because I don't give two fucks about likes on this shit. Like, if you think it's cool, because I said no trending topic, I'm just putting the song because I found that Capella Gray is a Leo.
Who?
Capella Gray. Talk to me. Gallus City. Am I Gallus? So my song of the week is Talk Nice by Capella Gray.
Let me see.
Fucking fire. I know why his music's coming out slow. Yo. I think he's predominantly a writer. He's talented as fuck, though, man.
This song right here?
Yep. Listen to the hook. It's going to, it says almost immediate. I don't know his time, so I'm going to fuck with a Leo. I'm in the video. I said, fuck with a Leo. Yeah. Listen.
Don't waste my time today. City gon' move, yeah, we outside today. I pulled up with a gang, a bunch of young fly niggas. Ain't no one we slide, we bring the vibe with us all. Don't even gotta say it when I'm in town, she know. Don't know her sign, but she wanna fuck with a Leo. We got a lady out of nothing now. Went from overlooked to overbooked. Now they gotta talk nice, yikes, that's tough. Now they wanna switch and readjust, oh. They was tryna act like they didn't know what. Now that price going up, they could stay there. She said she from the Ville, borderline boogie down. She got a man, but she call me when she want rounds. And I don't like to do the real thing about it. But she gon' do what she gon' do when I ain't mad at her. She look at me like she just wanna climb up on me, get that stay in the foreign.
Talk to me nice, man.
Don't talk to me twice. Exactly. Let me find my song.
You mother,
I'm a cheat because I've been playing this song all week. It's a cover. I sent you the cover.
Oh, wow.
That shit actually grew on me.
MGK?
Yeah, man.
Oh, I wish they would stop putting this relationship more fucking complex every 3 goddamn seconds.
I'm happy for him, man.
I am too, but what the fuck, man?
What this is, let me turn off the ads because they don't pay us. We need ads, but I don't think we're ever going to get any. I'm too, I'll be trying to get us canceled too much. But, this is MGK doing the Frank Ocean cover called Swim Good. I'm going to play the whole thing because I can. They can't take us down for this.
Hey, That's a pretty big trunk on my Lincoln Town Car, ain't it?
Town Car, ain't it? Ain't it?
Big enough to take these broken hearts and put them in it. Yeah. Now I'm riding around on the boulevard, trunk bleeding.
Trunk bleeding, bleeding.
And every time the cops pull me over, they don't ever see them. They never see them. And I got this black suit on, riding around like I'm ready for a funeral. 5 more miles till the road runs out. I'm about to drive in the ocean. I'ma try to swim from something bigger than me. Kick off my shoes and swim good. Swim good.
I do.
Take off this suit.
Big dub,
and
Eminem.
And swim good.
Rap demon. Yeah, yeah, yeah. In my humble opinion, but it's just Eminem is such an icon.
I'm drowning in your holy water. Hold me under longer. Hold this rib that I gave you. Just don't pierce my Under Armour. Undercovers with a lane. And she said, our devil colored gun through the teeth at your brain. If you're thinking about another bang. Same vintage leather jacket with secret pockets. Skeletons in my closet next to the sneaker options. Fashion killer, look inside, you can see the coffins. The cane enables me to function nights when my body's stopping. I'm Scarface smoking in his bathwater. My guitar case really just a cash holder. Gun attached for the task force, ready for a car chase. Nothing's too fast for it. Yeah, yeah. I'm about to drive in the ocean.
They say he's coming out with 2 albums this year.
I fuck with it. One's
supposed
like to rock joint, so they call it pop rock, right? Like it's not really rock and roll.
He's supposed to do a pop rock album called Born with Horns, and then I think he's doing a rap album in the fall.
I'm with the shits.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, he did a great job.
Dang, a little bit more,
that beat was hard.
Yeah. I fuck with MGK.
Yeah. I like that him and this shorty, they have a night. I like this shit.
Yeah, man. It's healthy. That's all I can say. It's healthy.
It's very healthy.
Yeah, man. I like health. Health is wealth.
Health is wealth. And I plan on continuing to be healthy with that elderberry elixir.
Oh, yeah. I got you.
I'm going to dip them in them. I'm going to fucking pour that shit in my bag of Black Forest gummies. The only thing about Black Forest gummies, even though I'm in a challenge, does have a little bit of sugar due to the natural juices that are in it. There's no pork in there. Well, none of that.
No pork on your spoon?
No pork on my spoon. No pork on my fork, my spoon, my spork, my Coke spoon. None of that shit.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man. Well, I love y'all, man.
You know the fuck this is, man. I gotta run this back.
Supposed to be 100?
Yeah, man, you gotta harden your heart sometimes, man.
My videos went too, by the way, people.
Oh, shout out to ASAP and Rihanna for having a baby.
Why?
Because
I'm not saying don't shout them out, but it's just like, I read something that, yo, people are shouting out. You saw that when I put?
Let me stop this again. I did that because I wanted you to. I baited you.
Yeah.
I baited you.
I'm not mad at nobody.
But I'm saying I baited you because I knew you were going to bring this up.
Let me read it.
I know. Do you see how I do this?
This is real.
But I'm saying, do you see how I do this?
Yeah.
Do you see how? Do you understand that everything I fucking do on this shit serves purpose?
Well, thank you. Listen.
Whoever is, where you're in your car, you're at your job, I get close to the fucking. Put this shit really close to your ear. I need you to tell whoever who your friend circle is. This is the best fucking podcast that nobody knows.
It is.
Share this shit.
And we don't do half the other shit other people do.
No, we aim to offend.
That's fucking hilarious.
I'm lying. But nah, I just have to tell you, when you get the voice like this, you know it's real.
All right, now I'm gonna tell you this.
Read your thing.
And this is what he did by baiting me. So shout out to Jay Will. He put the wrong there in there, so it made me look crazy. So an ownership of there, he put THERE, and I'm like, fuck, I'm like, yo, co-signing this.
I ain't gonna hold you. I was watching a video the other day, not to cut you off with this. There's this girl that I fake follow, and she I forgot her name, but basically what she does is she'll take words like two and two.
Yeah.
And she does like a explanation of where to use them in a sentence,
yeah.
But she does it in a very hood way.
Yeah.
Oh, it's fun. Let me see if I find that shit. This shit is too funny.
Yeah, I gotta hear that.
We're going to read your shit.
Here's what this says. Now, shout out to Rihanna and you know, shout out to them. I don't know who the fuck they are. That's a good, I know, no, just because I'm not shitting on them. They're going to have a healthy child. And but it says right here, people are sending out congratulations to celebrities and ain't even text their cousin in 5 years. Where did we go wrong? This is so fucking true. This is so true. Like, come on now. I'm going to post my brother, this kid, a million times. Like, get the fuck. I don't, it's cool. Or I hate when they post it and there's no explanation of why they did. You know, I put a story up, they just reposting something. You just reposting. How about shout out to them? It's pretty cool that they're doing this. It's just a repost. Like, oh, they need that fucking publication. You telling me that Rihanna and this person are having a baby makes you fucking like, you know.
Fucking I mean,
I wish nothing but the most health and best and everything, but
I wish everyone the worst. But I mean, I don't know. People are not gonna be willing to wish their. Oh, I'm gonna play the thing the girl says with the explanation of stuff of stuff. Look, this is funny.
Never again, because if you don't get it now, you ain't never gonna get it. If you don't get the simple words, you will never, ever, ever, ever get it. Okay. This one is number two. I got two cookies. Sorry. I have two cookies. This one, number two. This one is emotion. I have to go. I need to go. That one. This one is also or extremely extra. You have too much niggas. You have too much niggas. You stink too much. Two. I wanna go two. I wanna go two. You know when this other O has to be added. Why y'all just be adding that there? Adding this like that's a donut for it? This one I'm only gonna do one time and then never again.
Oh, fucking love! Ah, fucking love Instagram.
Oh yeah, I'm a huge fan. This is like half my shit I put up. I know you're not on there no more.
What happened?
Please, please just like half my shit.
Yo, can you talk into the mic, please? The episode's not over.
I totally just fucking quit mid fucking.
You just pulled to me. All right, let me try to run this song back again because this is my fucking shit. This might be the official closing theme of the fucking pod.
Hold on.
Wait, you got something else? Alright, hold on.
Fucking, no, I don't. Play the song. Play the fucking song. Look at this picture. Speaking of grown men getting upset and shit, bro. Come on. I broke their phone over betting on the phone.
All I saw is not that.
Oh. This is somebody's phone broken because somebody bet on some sports shit.
The Chiefs?
But why you break your phone, bro? The Chiefs are going to go home to their...
Oh, no, they go home.
Hey, I'd rather go to that type of home. Than, you know, home is a home. I have a comfortable home, but you know what I'm trying to say? Relax, bro. They ain't thinking about you, bro.
He needs to harden his heart.
Nah,
oh, you know who the fuck this is, man. This is the number one podcast, and no one knows what the fuck it is.
We're the number one podcast in Germany.
We are. Shout out to y'all. Ishnif.
Yeah, I'm not repeating.
Repeat it.
That definitely means something bad.
It doesn't. Repeat after me. Ish. Yo, grab your Coke spoons.
And your fucking
wrap snacks.
Dainal fucking.
Dainal beads, Coke spoons, wrap snacks.
We love you.
I don't.